views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we are going to talk about the Knowledge Book Reading Program. Continued listener questions. So today, we're going to go briefly over what we had covered last week, and then open up the questions that we received that we couldn't address last week and some others that we have received this week. And those would be new questions that we'll be covering. Okay, so as we had covered last week, the reading program officially starts on February 19th of every year. And the entire plan is to read one fascicle every day for the entire year. And as long as we finish reading sometime in the during the time from midnight to midnight, we've accomplished over the span of the entire year reading 6 rounds. Now, what the Knowledge Book calls a round is reading 1 through section 1 through section 62, or 55 fascicles and 7 supplements, one a day. So in 2.5 months, you finished reading the Knowledge Book once. And as you continue reading throughout that year, you will have finished reading actually on February 25th of that year. And those individuals who succeeded in doing this without skipping any day in between, then they could start reading the fascicle number 1 on February 26th. However, those individuals who are starting new that year or who have skipped reading a fascicle during the previous year, then they will start again on February 19th with a fresh start and doing that again. Okay. When we are reading the first round, the first time you're reading through the Knowledge Book starting on February 19th, the magnetic field of the planet is being built up. Its resonance is raised. Its negativities are being neutralized. And the celestial authorities also scan the world to see where they could find, and they do find, 1,000 or more of individuals who are the closest to the energy and frequency, the closest to the coordinate of the individual that is reading. And the final 5 rounds that you are reading during the remaining of time of the year, this is when a person is reading, there is a consciousness engraftment that is being done to the 1,000 or more coordinates out there. We won't know who they are. We just know that they are out there, at least 1,000 of them. And us, by just reading that chapter for that day, are helping that individual to by giving them an inoculation shot of consciousness. So whatever consciousness that we are at, they will find individuals who are basically at that same consciousness level. And as we are reading the Knowledge Book and they are not, We are growing in consciousness, we are growing in evolution, we're growing in energies and frequencies, and therefore we are able to engraft them with what we have been able to accomplish through that reading program. Now, this reading program is a new reading program, as we've covered last time, and this is part of the program that's called 7 Billion Books for 7 Billion, okay? And in this program, every person owns their own book and signs that book, in which case, at that time, that book becomes their own individual guide. Now, this, again, is expansion of the program that was previously given to us. And as time goes on, and as humanity evolves, and as humanity grows in consciousness, what could not have been given to humanity before is being given to humanity now. So as we had said last time, initially, those the people were only able to get one fascicle a month, because that is all that those people, those individuals back in the 1980s were able to receive. They could not get anything more than that. And slowly over time, as the book was being finished dictated, and by 1993, humanity was able then to be in a state, in a consciousness level, to obtain an entire book. However, that book was still not in the published book as we have it now, that purple and gold book. It was still in 62 individual sections that was given at that time. And it still is now, depending on where that country is in the level of consciousness of that country. So again, previously the paragraphs had multiple sentences, and that was not conducive for us to be able to immediately understand everything. But now the spacing has been expanded so that sometimes a paragraph is one sentence only. And when that paragraph is one sentence only, it opens the frequencies that are then captured by the brain cells once and when our brain cells and our brain magnetic field, our magnetic field is at the level of the frequency of that word, in which case we are able to understand and remember. Now, even though sometimes we may be able to somehow understand and know what we are reading, not quite understanding how it fits into the entire picture, however, if that word, that topic is beyond our current consciousness, we won't be able to remember what we had just learned. We will forget. However, over time, as we're reading and as we are evolving, then we are able to then remember everything in that book, okay, eventually. So again, the book is written with the light photon cyclone power, and this is otherwise known as the fifth power. And this is a power that gathers all the powers in its constitution, and it is a power that was naturally formed, okay? So the light part of this totality, this technique, that's the part that loads the time energy onto the letter frequencies. So whatever was present maybe 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago is contained in the current time energy. However, what is present now was not present 6,000 years ago, which means now we get the totality of everything that came before and whatever is available to humanity right now, and that is loaded onto the letter frequencies. The photon part of this technique actually then loads the dimensional energies onto the letters. So this is our access to the dimension energies that are contained in those particular dimensions. And then cyclone, that part enables us to reach frequencies of dimensions that we couldn't reach until that particular day. So in the knowledge that is being given, every letter and every number has specific frequencies that is peculiar to themselves. In other words, everyone has very individual letters, frequencies, and energies. And what happens when we read, that particular frequency through the eye is reflected to the brain. And when that brain magnetic field is equal to the word frequency, then that word and the cell just locks. They lock together, never to be separated, and we remember that knowledge, we remember that concept. And this is happening because the frequency of the knowledge at that human's consciousness level is able to attract the frequency of the knowledge that matches its own frequency. And that's why the knowledge is understood and retained. Otherwise, of course, we forget. And eventually, over time, we increase in consciousness. And this is done through evolution experiences and through the knowledge that we absorb. And this is done also by joining the knowledge book studies and going through the experiences in our life programs and through the reading program. And eventually, slowly, over time, no more than we can handle at any particular time, and we are able to then to grow and understand more and more, put the pieces together, and go through what the knowledge book calls brain gymnastics. Now, the previous sacred books that we had talked about last time as well, those sacred books carry a specific frequency, and that is the alpha frequency. And those sacred books basically deliver to us and plus put us into a position of having love and peace. This is what they give. The knowledge book, although it comes from the same channel, it comes from the same, through the same source, from the same source through the specific alpha channel, it is an omega book and a beta book, and it carries the beta frequency. And what this does for us is to be able to enable us to go from the religious dimension to science and learning, to science and the intellect. And this is where the color purple comes in, because color purple is actually the transition color from the religious to the universal dimensions, to science and learning. So we are going from, in the religious teachings, we had outside teachers, we had outside gurus. A teacher, a guru, an imam, a priest, a lama, someone outside of ourselves was always telling us what to do and how to do it. We didn't have to worry. All we had to do is make sure that we followed the guidelines and we were okay. As long as we followed the guidelines, then everything was hunky-dory. We progressed on the path and we were in peace and tranquility, and we wound up feeling full of love for those who are like ourselves, okay? However, the sacred books have come in, and the way humanity took them and interpreted those books, we created medium of taboo. We are okay, the other person is not. And humanity now is far away from the consciousness of acceptance and unification. And we need to be in a place of acceptance and unification. Because if we are not in the law of acceptance and unification, then we cannot go to the higher dimensions that we are destined to go to. And therefore, we cannot be what the knowledge book calls attain salvation, or going beyond the dimension of intercession. So how do you get access to all these wonderful energies and frequencies that the knowledge book gives us with this new plan? So the new plan is, number one, you have to have the new version, the third edition version of the knowledge book, where the paragraphs are expanded and there's spaces in between. And then when you obtain the book, you open up the book to anywhere in the first pages prior to the six emblems that are at the beginning of the fascicles, number one. And you would put a signature using a fountain pen, a liquid ink pen. And the best place is to put it in the emblem in color at the beginning of the book, somewhere on the white space. And then you would put the date, print your name, your legal name, as it appears in your passport or your driver's license, and then you sign the book. And from that point forward, that book becomes your individual teacher, your individual guide. And you become connected, card indexed. Your aura is card indexed, connected to the dimension of the All Universe Merciful in the unit of Central Suns, which is the dimension of light. And by that signature, this new program allows that individual who was reading that book in the reading program to connect with the infinite energies and dimensions that the book can access. It opens everything up to you. However, depending on your own consciousness, evolution, energy, and frequency level, it only gives to you that which you can safely absorb at that time, both in knowledge and in energies and frequencies. And eventually, once you finish reading the entire six rounds of the knowledge book within the year, then our own individual auras are connected to the aura of the knowledge book as well, in which case, eventually, all our auras will be in that knowledge book. And that is one level of the unification of humanity that is being accomplished through this reading program. And that is why this book is called the Book of Humanity. Now, besides being able to be infinitely connected to all those dimensions, it also gives us the fifth power and the seventh and eighth energy layers of Omega. And let's continue this because I think it is now time to go to break. So you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue with the Knowledge Book Reading Program. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new, transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-451. 0404.
Mm-hmm.
we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We are talking about the Knowledge Book Reading Program, continued listener questions. But before we get underway, just to let you know that even though there are numbers on the website and different ways of getting your questions here, the best way to get my attention is basically to text the questions to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. And thank you to everyone who has contributed. We have some leftover questions from last week. We received some questions during the week. And we have some additional topics as well. So to wrap things up and to briefly summarize what we covered in the first section, basically, the reading program is part of an expanded program that is opened up to humanity this last February in 2017. And it allows us to be directly connected and card indexed to the dimension of central suns, which is the dimension of all merciful, which is a dimension of light. And that allows us, that the reading program, that allows us then to give us the fifth power. And humans are the ones that are able to absorb the fifth power. They are powers that can absorb this power. And then we also get the energies of the seventh and an eighth energy layers of Omega. And these are very critical energies to be able to have in our bodies, because these are the energies that allow our bodies, they get absorbed into our bones, and they allow our bodies to withstand very high energies and frequencies. So when you think about maybe a 100-watt bulb, but if you pass through a 1,000-watt current into that bulb then disintegrates, it melts, it explodes. If you put an egg into a microwave and expose it to 10 minutes or even less of high power, that egg explodes. So basically, what the reading program does through giving us those energies and frequencies into our bodies and into our consciousness, it allows us then to resonate at higher and higher energies and frequencies, which means we can withstand higher and higher frequencies and be able then to go progress to other dimensions without being hurt. Okay? So now we'll go, after this brief review, into the questions we receive from the listeners. So the first question is, what is a fascicle? I've been using the term fascicle. I've been reading the term fascicle in the knowledge book for about 3 years. I had my own little definition that I put onto that. I thought it was fascicle, facet, little part. So it's like a section of the entire book. And then finally, I said, well, you know, maybe I should just look it up on the internet. And I did. And it turns out that a fascicle is what is called a chapter that gets published individually. Because this is exactly what happened. Every month, a chapter of the knowledge book was published individually, 6 chapters a year. And after 12 years, it was all put together and it was finished in 1993. And it was actually published as a book in Turkish and in English in 1996. So that's what a fascicle is. And the book itself contains 55 fascicles. So that was the intent, that was the purpose of actually putting this book together. Each volume, and there are 3 volumes, has a specific purpose and a goal. And it contains, each volume has 18 fascicles in it. And put them all together, the book actually finishes as a totality on fascicle 54. Fascicle 55 is a special supplement about totalities of 18. And then there are the 7 supplements, fascicle supplement 1 through fascicle supplement number 7. And those are additional knowledge that is being given, and that's additional explanative knowledge about the previous knowledge that was given to us in the previous volumes. And this was decided to be added after the book was actually finished, to finish it up and to address the questions that people had in their minds as they were reading the knowledge book. Okay. So another question that was came in is, can I read this book as I wish? Do I have to join the reading program? Well, you can read the book as you wish. I mean, when I first started reading it, I did what I actually wasn't supposed to do. But I would go in, open up the book to a particular page, read, you know, a couple of paragraphs on that page, think about them, put the book away, and go to sleep. The next day, I did the same thing. It's only when I came home from England that I came and started reading it, you know, from the beginning to the end, giving it the attention that it truly deserved. And again, what I did was I read until I couldn't read anymore because I was falling asleep. I put the book away, did my stuff. The following day, I started where I finished and continued reading until I finished reading the book completely. Well, I did two things that was not the prime way of reading it and the best way of getting the benefits from reading the knowledge book. Number one, I could read whatever pace I want. However, meaning I could read one fascicle a day, I could read one fascicle every 10 days, I could read 10 fascicles in one day. It is up to me. Everything is up to me as far as my own destiny is concerned. However, the best way to get the optimum benefit from the book is to read one chapter at a time at one sitting. And no, you don't have to join the reading program. However, the full benefits that you get from doing the reading program we've covered. So it's up to you. When you do it as you wish, then you get the time consciousness of that day, which means you do not have access to the infinite dimensions that are accessed when you are doing it according to the reading program, have your signature in that book. Okay. And do I have to join the reading program? No, no one has to do anything. The decision is always placed in our hands. There is no forcing in anything. There is no compulsion in anything. However, once you know what the truth is, once you know what the benefits are and what our function is, and once you read the knowledge book at least once all the way through, you know what is waiting for us and how it is waiting for us and what is out there and what our part in it is, then you more than likely will follow the guidelines given because that is the easiest, fastest way of getting things done and the safest way for ourselves. So what is the goal of the reading program was another question that we received. Well, the goal of the reading program is consciousness growth. It is able for us to be able to resonate at a higher energy, to have a higher frequency, for us to be able to be on a higher evolution level. And it is part of our learning, a responsibility that we need to learn to get us to be a genuine human. It is also allowing us to fulfill our pledge when we came here to serve humanity. It's part of the service to humanity because we are serving each one of the 1,000 or more coordinates that are then connected to us. And every time we read, those coordinates are being helped by the conscious engraftments that they get from our own consciousness growth. Now, the reading of the knowledge book also neutralizes negativities, not only on the planet and the world. It neutralizes our own negativities. And the power of the knowledge book has the power, the energies and frequencies has the power of changing our genetic structure. So basically, our bodies are being changed. Specific energies are being given, specific frequencies are given, where some of those energies and frequencies are reflected to our surroundings, and we are helping the individuals in our surrounding by the reflections that take place from us. And some of those energies and frequencies, like the 8th and 9th energy dimensions of Omega, are becoming into our own bodies and strengthening our own bodies. There are some energies and frequencies that are given that are basically absorbed by the bodies that make the body stronger. Sometimes you may have a pain. Sometimes you may have an ache. And that all that means is that that particular part of the body was weak enough for you to feel the pain that is being accessed and healed. And the stronger the pain, the stronger that body part will be once that energy has finished its work on you. So these are some of the known characteristics of what the knowledge book does for us. But there are many others we don't know about. So like I mentioned last week, we knew one reading program in 2008, another reading program that was different that started in 2009 going through 2016. And then we came now with this new program with expanded energies and frequencies that are being given. So previously, the 8th and 9th energy channels were not open to the knowledge book reading program. The 5th power was also not open to the reading program of the knowledge book. So we are now at a point where we are learning of much more powerful effects that this knowledge book has on us. Okay? So we have another question. And that question is, how is this a salvation plan? Is it a kind of a prayer? So the salvation plan, as far as the knowledge book is concerned, is for us to be able to be at a specific energy frequency and evolution level. Now, in order for us to be able to qualify to be in contact with the knowledge book, you need to be at a specific dimension. And this is called the alpha dimension or the 18th evolution dimension. And that 18th evolution dimension is what is known as the 72nd energy dimension. That is your entry point into the knowledge book. And it is also the graduation point of the religious dimension. So where those religious dimensions leave you off, the knowledge book takes over. So you need to be at that particular level. And then the knowledge book itself gradually, through the energies, through the frequencies, through the consciousness raising, gets us from the 18th evolution dimension to the 19th evolution dimension. And the 19th evolution dimension is Omega, and that is at the 76th energy dimension. And at that point, we are then at the level, at the residence, at the knowledge, at the evolution level, to be able to be taken from our dimension within the world dimension that we are in, our physical location, and be taken to much higher dimension that we have never been able to access before or to go to before. Okay? And the precise definition of salvation is actually receiving the permission for being able to enter into these advanced dimensions. And as we are reading, we are then going through the process of growing in consciousness, growing in evolution, growing in energy and frequency. And as the knowledge book, as we are reading the knowledge book is also reading us. So it presents us with little experiences that allow us to actually grow in evolution. Now, each one of these experiences is actually something that we would consider to be negative. Something happens to us that we don't quite like because we want something else to happen. We want things to be our way, not another way. So we have unpleasant circumstances. We have situations where all of a sudden someone steals our money or someone yells at us or the position then our job is taken away or we lose our job or something happens to us. And these are actually our evolution stair steps. These are our evolution ladders. And this is where each one of those negative, what could be seen as negative circumstances, negative situations, they actually contain a key. And that key opens to a different dimension, a higher dimension. And when we, instead of looking at this as a negative situation that we want to get away from and run away from, but actually meet head on and try to solve that and try to learn the lesson from it. And once we learn the lesson, once we know what we need to do not for that to happen again, then we are the possessors of that key that's in that experience. And that key opens up to a higher dimension, and the next time that we are reading the knowledge book, that dimension frequency is open to us, that dimension energy is open to us. So when the knowledge, the word that is at that frequency, we encounter when we read the knowledge book, we will remember, we will retain it, and we'll be at a higher step. Okay? And then we have another question. Oh, before I go on, I forgot to say something here. So the reading program brings us closer to the point where our evolution level is at the level of our spiritual totality. So our spiritual totality has always been perfect, and it was created at the same time that everything was created, that everything was formed. However, we are going through the evolution of form, the evolution of our bodies, the evolution of our energies. So, and salvation is actually when our evolution level is equal to the spiritual essence, totality that we are connected to and we are a part of and we have a mote of, that is salvation. So in this way, the Knowledge Book Reading Program helps us to achieve that and attain that. Okay, so there is another question here. What does doing the reading program do to our bodies? Well, number one, it builds our magnetic fields. As we raise in energies, as we raise in frequencies, as we rise in consciousness, as we raise our consciousness through the reading program and other programs associated with the knowledge book, we have a much stronger magnetic field. When we successfully finish the writing program, another reading program, we are then put into a protective magnetic field. And our bodies get stronger. We get protected against any radioactive energies that can cause cancer. And the energy that we get, the help that we get from the Knowledge Book Reading Program is 1,000 times more powerful than any other work, energy work that our planet has. Whether it's prayers, whether it's mantras, whether it's meditation, whether it's religious services, all those. So the Knowledge Book is 1,000 times more powerful than any of the other modalities we have access to. The other thing is this. There are modalities, someone told me something about this last week, that there are certain frequencies that we could be exposed to. And in those frequencies, in that music, whatever is being given, cancer starts to disintegrate, cancer starts to disappear. However, that only happens when you're exposed to those frequencies. Once you leave that, your body is not able to keep those frequencies, and the cancer has a potential of returning. However, in the knowledge book, when you do the reading program and successfully finish and you have a powerful magnetic field, all those radioactive energies that could cause cancer are blocked. The other thing is this. As you are increasing in energies, frequencies, resonance, evolution, consciousness, certain sicknesses can only thrive at certain dimensions, at certain energy levels. So the lower your energy level, the lower your consciousness level, the more likely are you to become sick. The higher you are in energies, the higher you are in frequencies and consciousness and magnetic field, the less likely will you be getting cancer or being sick. However, there's a caveat here. Every one of us comes to this planet with a particular plan. Every one of us comes to this planet with our own plan of destiny. And if in that plan of destiny, you had promised to undergo a particular sickness, you will get sick because that is your plan for this lifetime. Because we need to experience both the good side and the bad side of every experience. So this is what is happening right now. So in case of any kind of pains or aches or whatever, the recommendation is to always go to a doctor. Let the doctor check you out. As long as the doctor doesn't see anything wrong, that means it's energy that's working on you and not anything else. So that's where it is for now, and I think we need to go to a break. So again, I'm Marge Potasik, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Let's stop for now, and we'll continue addressing listener questions when we come back. Thank you.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at SarahLuce.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
So we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. We are talking about the Knowledge Book Reading Program, Continued Listener Questions. So again, before we get on our way, the best way to get your questions here at this time is to text them to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. During the week, you could also email them to mmjp99@gmail.com. It's on our website. And if you have a suggestion of what kind of topic we should cover on the next show or a couple of shows down the line, please let us know. So the other question, let's continue with the listener question. So another question we received is, how does the reflection mechanism work? And basically, what happens is this. And my way of phrasing is, as you are reading the knowledge book is reading you. And it can determine at that particular point in time what your energy, frequency, consciousness, evolution, dimension is. And what it does is it locks you in that dimension, which means you are encased in your own cocoon, of your own personal energies and frequencies. And whatever energies are coming in, either from the knowledge book or the surroundings or your environment, are automatically bounced off. So nothing can get to you that will be potentially harmful to you or too much for you to take at that time. So let's remember this idea of an egg exploding and the light bulb bursting. So we only can get whatever it is that we can safely absorb at that time. However, over time, as we're going through the experiences that we go through in this chaos medium that we are in, then you are able to grow in consciousness, grow in evolution, and therefore that cocoon that is built around you as you're reading and as you're walking around, actually, because that magnetic field stays with you, then you are protected as you're going around. And that cocoon grows. As you grow in evolution, consciousness, frequency, then that cocoon gets bigger and bigger, and eventually it becomes the size of the knowledge book itself, and eventually we become a book ourselves. Normally it takes about 8 years for us to become a book, in which case we will be the ones that will be walking around as a book, having absorbed all the energies and frequencies that that book contains at that particular point in time, because of course the book is growing as we're going on in time. And we will be able to then help and heal individuals just by our very presence. Okay. And there are some more specific questions about the knowledge book reading program. And this one is, can I read on the train? Well, that's a very good question, because previously when we were using our old, the older version, the second edition print of the knowledge books, then you needed to read in your own room or in a place that was owned by you with a closed door in your own space and quietly read there. So reading on a train, yes, you could. Don't quite get the total benefits of the reading program. And as long as no one is reading around you or somewhere on the train, you were okay. Reading in a hotel became problematic because the energies kind of just trickle down and nothing sticks. So reading in the hotel was also problematic if you're trying to accomplish the reading program. However, with this new program, with the third edition of the knowledge book, and with the very fact that you have signed that knowledge book and the book is then card indexed to you, you can read anywhere. You can read even if someone is reading the knowledge book next to you. You could read on the train, you could read on the plane, you could read in a hotel. You can read, you know, with people present or people not being there, because that book is basically your book, and whatever's going on around you doesn't matter anymore because it is your book, it is your guide, and nothing will interfere when you're doing the reading program with the book that you have now card indexed. Has been card indexed to you. So that's the difference between the two. However, we also have to be those individuals who are still reading from the fascicle sets, those individuals who are still reading from the previous second edition version of the knowledge book, they still need to take these precautions so that they make sure that there's no one reading around them in an airport maybe or in the airplane. And it's best for them to read in their own place at their own time. So if a husband and wife are in the same location, they would also take turns in reading, where now if you have both have copies of the latest version of the knowledge book, the third edition prints of the knowledge book, and they both have card index their own individual books, they could be reading at the same time without interfering. So scheduling becomes much easier. So we have another another question, what happens if someone calls me when I'm reading? Well, because we are saying that this should be an uninterrupted reading. Well, if someone calls you, it's up to you. Is it an important call that you need to take because you're waiting for a doctor's answering, or you're waiting for someone to talk to you about your child or something somewhere needs to be taken care of? Then you stop the reading, you answer the phone. And then when you finish with your telephone call or you answer the door because there's an emergency package that comes in, you come back and you just go back to the section that you were reading and start reading the section again. That's all. And as always, we always need our intellect and logic to be the predominant factors and decision makers right now. If the place is burning down, you leave, right? And then you continue reading someplace else. So you need to use your intellect and logic all the time in making a decision. If you need to take the phone call, you do. If you don't need to take the phone call, then you don't. And again, there was another question that says, do I need to read alone? Well, here again, it depends. Which version of the knowledge book are you reading, second or the third edition prints? Have you or have you not card indexed that book to yourself? In which case, you will know. Okay, I'm reading the second edition print, which means I need to be by myself in a closed room so that there's no other interference and to get the best benefit from the knowledge book. However, if you, like us, are traveling to Turkey and need to read because of scheduling on the plane or in the airport or somewhere, and we're still reading from the second edition prints, then we read because we need to read to make sure that we accomplish the reading program. We just won't get the optimum 100% benefit from the knowledge book from that reading at that particular time. And then we have another question, and that question is, I'm reading as I open to a page, I have found the mention of Buddha. Does this book predominantly address the West? Well, actually, the book addresses all humanity, East, West, and everywhere in between. However, the West was opened first because the West actually has been prepared and has gone through the totality of the religious programs, including the Quran. Because it is the Quran that actually engrafts us with the 18th evolution dimension energies and frequencies. The East has very specific programs that they carry out. Some of them are connected to the dimension of the All-Merciful, and they have specific programs that they carry out and no one else does. And they have a choice of whether staying in their own and then accomplishing their program and then making a covenant with the system, with the powers that be, and then coming back and serving in the West to help the rest of us. So the book is currently being translated into all the languages on our planet. Yes, the West was opened up first, where the languages that were first translated were English, then German, then I think Spanish, Polish. There are 11 languages that the book is now currently printed in, published in, and it's been translated into 21 altogether. So little by little, bit by bit, all the languages are being addressed, and it is the book for humanity everywhere, not just particular segment. And as far as Buddha is concerned, Buddha is the first person who was able to reach the dimension of God on his own. And this is part of the capacity, this is part of the power that humanity contains, that humanity has, because humanity has the power, has the ability to transcend dimensions by thought. So we're the only ones that can do this. And that's the reason why everything is actually, one of the reasons why everything is being done is for us to be able to be trained and for us to be able to control ourselves so that we know how things work, how we know how things get put together so we don't break it, consciously or unconsciously. And number five, another question about technicalities. Do I have to wait until 2:19 to start? No. You can start the reading program anytime you wish. If you get the book today, card index it today. And if today, if those people who started on February 19th, I think today the reading is fascicle 27. So you can start reading fascicle 27. Or you can start reading the knowledge book at your own pace the first time through. And once you finished it all the way through for once, then you jump into the reading program at that time. How do I sign? Easy. You need a pen that has liquid ink and preferably in black. The first pages of the knowledge book on the white space, preferably where the emblem is in color. And basically, you put the date of the day, you print your name, your legal name, and you signed the book. That's all you do to sign. Do I have to sign the book? No, you don't. However, basically, you are closing yourself off to the full potential that the knowledge book can give you, to the full energies and benefits that the knowledge book can give you, and those other 1,000 and other coordinates that are connected to you. Okay, so you can start reading at any time, and we need to finish up because it is time for the show to finish, believe it or not. I certainly can. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sending your questions. Keep them coming in. And again, please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Please contact us to schedule a conference in your city and get answers about the Knowledge Book and its studies. So our own verdict has been handed into our own hands, and we are the ones who will save the world. Thank you, and see you next week.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.